The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
I came up to one of her foremen. It was just beat down. And I looked at him and said, what's going on? And he said, working with this company, it's just really rough. And bottom line, the warfare was horrific. And this guy's about ready to quit. I said, let's pray together. And it only took two guys praying together. And as we prayed together, we felt like God gave us insight of a certain kind of strategy to bring to an end this horrific, constant battle. It got so bad that our foreman had to bring a tape recorder every time because of the terrible accusations that were untrue that were going on. When we broke this thing, within a week, he said, you simply won't believe this. They have so changed.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where it seemed hopeless? Maybe it was emotional, despair, or depression, or perhaps your situation was circumstantial and you were having a really hard time with money or a job. Would you believe that God cares about those situations? And when we know what to do, we can actually change our situations much more for the better? Well, if that's you, then stay tuned, because coming up next on Sought Out Radio, we'll discuss the practical side of living life by the Spirit. Ready to take back your life from the enemy? Then join us, because that's coming up next right here on Sought Out Radio. And welcome back to Sought Out Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote. And once again, I'm joined by Teresa Grote and also by Sought Out Ministry leaders Herb and Bethany Marks. Today on Sought Out Radio, we continue our discussion with part two of Living Life by the Spirit, this time with a twist. We've all had hard trials in our lives, and sometimes things can get downright terrible. But so many times, when we surrender a situation to God, He can amaze us by turning these situations around for the better. But it all begins with one thing. Herb, during our show prep, you were sharing a story with us that seemed to capture the essence of what I'm talking about here. And if you could, share that story with the listeners to explain just exactly how God can change our circumstances when we learn the key to partnering with heaven.
So this morning I was at a job site early, and it's a steel building out of the ground. It's new. And it was cold, but the wind wasn't blowing through there today like sometimes it does with our guys. And but it was still cold. It was in the 30s, high 30s. And I was just checking on the guys, make sure that they're staying warm, and also some of the procedures that they're following as an audit. And all of a sudden, I had several swear words come into my mind, and I remember pushing it out, and then all of a sudden a thought came, and I shoved it out quickly, but I remember blurting out loud at the second story staircase that was still out in the open, no walls yet, and I said, "This is not me." And I remember blurting it out, and at that moment, began to pray in the Spirit. And as I prayed in the Spirit, I felt this, all of a sudden, this explosive pushing out of what was an intrusion in my mind. And my mind went clear and clean again. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know. And yet, this was the second time. The first time, I was really focused on my job and what I was needing to do in the moments of working a couple of guys on one of the stories because of a compliance issue. So by the second time that it came, it went a little bit deeper, and that's when I caught it. And throwing it out, it came by the help of praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. And I realized, how often does this happen to us where we get hit for a moment in a subtle way, takes us a little bit off step, and we're there for the rest of the day, just with a little bit of being out of step, an off step. And because it happens so often, or should I say, because there's times when we lose the flavor and taste of what it is to be walking in alignment, we acclimate to being half a step or a step off throughout the rest of the day. And I remember driving home, or getting on the freeway, I should say, and driving north after being on the job site, where I was still slightly off. And I begin to pray in the Spirit long enough to where all of a sudden it's like, if you were to take a rope and throw it on the ground, all of a sudden the rope was pulled tight and all the curves taken out of it. And all of a sudden I was aligned. There was an alignment that took place. And I thought, how do people do this without praying in the Spirit, where it is the Holy Ghost's agenda of alignment for that moment, that we'd be walking in step with Him, using our voice, but His words, and that's the kingdom's assignment and agenda for that moment, for that hour, for and also for that day. And also we're taken back into Galatians 5 again. So I say to you, live by the Spirit, but then in 25, it says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. And even on a job site where, again, the atmosphere, where so many men are swearing into the climate, onto the property, and it did. It came and took a swing at me. Folks, we got to learn this, how to walk in step with the Spirit. And it's only by the Holy Ghost. It's not by your goodness, not by your perfection, not by you doing it right. It is because we truly, wholly need Him to come and be the victor in our lives.
Well, and look what happened first is the darkness, the yucky stuff, the stuff that we don't really want to be around.
The hit.
And what did God do?
Well, it was an intrusion, And again, we see where the adversary takes a moment. Truly, this was not
adversary.
From heaven. It was the opposite of heaven. And so for this moment, there was an intrusion. And I didn't catch it right away. All I know is that what came into my mind is not welcomed, because I don't live there and I don't let that stuff in there of the swearing and the sexual perversion. And when you have a clean, clear mind, it is truly an intrusion, because it brings with it such a opposite taste, flavor, atmospheric shift in your own heart and in your own soul. And it truly is not welcomed there. And it bullied it way in. It just came in. And I'm thinking, how? But then I realized, again, here's a job site where the atmosphere is violent to anything that is truly accurate and true and clear. But what came in with more horsepower and more explosive is, as soon as I let out a sound of the kingdom through my voice, it was violent against those things that were intruding into my mind. And truly, again, God is our warrior. Warrior King is the Lord Jesus.
Well, I think it also is not just about you. It's about what you brought to that work site. You blew because you were there, because you're a son of God and a carrier of the kingdom, which is what we're called to totally bring wherever we go, not just to church, but to the work sites.
Oh, yeah.
To the marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. The church is to go out into
there.
The marketplace.
Yes.
Well, if he gives you a position in a position, in a company, and that company requires you to go to certain places, doesn't he give you not only the authority, but that is your territory as much as it is anybody else's, including the enemy?
Well, we can make a difference wherever we go.
Yeah.
Do we choose to do that? Or do we just, we don't think that way. We just go through life.
We sign it off. We live our life. We sign it off. We don't think that we have authority or we have position, outside. My ministry is in the church, or my ministry is to my family. When did your ministry stop being your ministry anywhere we go?
Yeah. And Herb, did you think to take it a step further and clear the air over the building like you've done in other buildings?
Today, I was driving on the freeway when I realized that there was still a kind of a residue of that experience, because I was running a pretty tight schedule. And no, honey, I didn't that day call it over the building. And I'll certainly be, I'm heads up over it.
But
while I was driving home, all of a sudden I had to finish it off on the freeway.
Sure.
And that's where I experienced that aggressiveness of the power that there is in the Holy Ghost.
What I'm exhorting us to do is to take it seriously and responsibly and go. What would the world be like if every one of us who loved God went out everywhere we went, determined to spread Him
exactly
everywhere we went, whether we're getting hit with an adversarial thought or whether we're, I've done it driving, where I say, God, your spirit invade this area, and if we were to intentionally broadcast all that He is by the Spirit.
Now, I'm so in agreement with what she's saying, and I don't want to hide behind this next statement, but we really need to be quick to inquire of the Holy Spirit and be led by Him, because obviously, and sure. How do you know this?
Yes.
Bear with me. And that is, we don't go out and pick a fight, but rather we're led by the Spirit into the fight.
Definitely.
And it's because we are representing of the taking back of territory.
It's true that it's a fight if you're bringing God into the picture, mm-hmm. but I don't think it hurts to say, God, your love, reach all these people as I'm on the freeway.
Yeah.
Your protection over all these cars
really
as they
that.
Travel.
Yeah.
You know, there's a fine line, right? Because if you're going into a drive going, I'm going to take okay. territory today, and I'm going to, you know, that's different than if you're just like out of a heart of love and God's
I agree.
Spirit, yeah, his presence.
Yeah.
And I'm challenging us to think.
Yeah, I can see. I mean, you have a heart, honey, that's really a prized heart to me. Your desire is for people to be blessed by the goodness of God.
Yes.
And that's just who you are, and that's how you live. And I'm really a
and we're not
I'm a benefactor
always all
of
there.
That. In fact, I'm your husband.
But if we were to choose that and ask God to remind us
yeah.
of that,
yeah.
what would the world be like?
So, you know, on a site, when I'm stepping into warfare, I am checking with the Holy Spirit as to what's next.
Right.
And you know,
yes.
Okay, we nailed this. What is next? Is there anything else? And so your question is really welcomed. In that regard,
taking it to the marketplace, taking it in the business, yeah. taking it to the grocery store, to the kids next door.
You know, I'm going to really quick give this fast testimony. I came up to one of her foremen. It was just beat down. And I looked at him and said, what's going on? And so we sat down for a minute. He was a believer. And he said, working with this company, it's just really rough. And they're from an Eastern religious background anyhow. And they always think, you know, bottom line, the warfare was horrific, and this guy's about ready to quit. I said, let's pray together. And it only took two guys praying together. And as we prayed together, we felt like God gave us insight of a certain kind of strategy to bring to an end this horrific constant battle over the table, you know, as far as a general contractor, and we're one of the subs. And it got so bad that our foreman had to bring a tape recorder every time because of the terrible accusations that were untrue that were going on. And it was costing our company money as well. We couldn't understand it. When we broke this thing, the next meeting, they were different. And they were very polite, and they were kind, and they welcomed our foreman to the table. And within a week, I was getting a conversation with this foreman. And he said, you won't believe this. You simply won't believe this. They have so changed. And it was that way all the way through the rest. And what happened is we discovered that there was genuinely a stronghold that we broke in relationship between the GC and our company, to where the foreman now, they were polite and kind. And it was one of those days where a foreman said, that really works. Why didn't I think of that earlier to pray?
Yeah, Teresa is just reminding me of a situation in my own life where I had the same thing at a job where I was at, and I was really under a lot of pressure. I was under intense scrutiny. I was feeling like that my job was in jeopardy and that I wasn't able to do the job that was required at a company where production is, it's all about that. And there's an intensity about having done something almost every day. So there's an intensity about having to do something almost every day. And so you're always feeling like, I got to make something happen. I've got to do more. And that no one's ever satisfied. And I just really felt like that was coming at me on a regular basis. And I was bringing it home, and Teresa and I were praying about it, and really feeling like I needed to do more. And so Teresa suggested, you know, you should start praying in the Spirit. You should really start trying to change that atmosphere before you go into those meetings with your boss, where I just felt like the pressure was getting amped up more and more and more. And when I started doing that, it absolutely broke like that. It broke, and it immediately got better. It improved. The situation went from what was a pure negative. I didn't really feel like I performed anything different on my job. I wasn't doing any more and getting anything extra done that I wasn't doing before. But suddenly, something broke in the spirit, and
You had a tangible shift.
I had a totally different shift. You know, and so it's the same kind of shift, and this is a more exaggerated example, but where Paul went, got converted and went from being a man that persecuted Christians to a man who became one of them.
Yes.
This can only happen because of something profoundly shifted in his life.
Correct.
And something profoundly shifted in the spirit of my life as well, where it's a much less, you know, grave situation than persecuting Christians and killing them. But in my situation, the situation went from very negative and hostile to all of a sudden, it was like somebody had, you know, the glass broke and boom, it was like that. It's not like it was
turned.
Anymore. It turned.
Yeah, and did it stay constant or was it? Did it go the duration?
Yes, it did. So that was my next point: is that not only did it get better for everybody who's listening, but it got much better.
Yeah.
It got increasingly better. And to the point where I was recognized, I was promoted multiple times. I received I received bonuses for performance. And he's now my friend today, who comes to my home, drops in to say hello, invites me to his home as well.
So Mark, somebody's going to listen to what I said, what you said, and you're going to say prayer did that.
Prayer absolutely changed the atmosphere.
On our end that, as well.
Because that was my environment. That was my territory. And I had every bit as much authority over that place as the enemy does. And I brought that with me to the workplace.
So you shifted. So when you say authority as the enemy does, explain that. Because you're not head-to-head with him. I mean, you took him under your foot, right?
Well, yeah, I think what's happening is that we have a tendency to just mail it in, as Bethany was saying earlier, is we just kind of, we go on autopilot. We don't think that we have any dominion over something outside of our...
We don't think like sons.
No, we do not. And God is with us in everything. And our marketplace is our first ministry. And it was taking that... you know, that was given by God to me as a believer to grab a hold of what he promised and to speak those promises over that environment.
Yeah.
And we can apply this to many other areas, not just the business mountain, but, you know, are we praying over our home and our kids? Are we praying over the land that we legally own? I mean, I know Herb and I and our son have anointed our land with oil on the four corners, and things have shifted in the tension and things that we were grappling
with
the city you're in. You're not there by mistake. Are you praying over the land of your city or the leaders of your city, or like we say a lot, our nation's president, etc.? But you know, this shift is ours for the taking if we'll step into being a daughter and a son, receive value from God and not on our performance, and start applying walking in the Spirit in our everyday, every moment life. And every one of us has something we can apply. There's nobody who ever arrives. So ask God, give me something I can focus on. You know, am I supposed to focus on my family? Am I to anoint my land with oil? What, you know, conversation.
Well, you're getting me thinking, honey, because at a conference recently, I was teaching a class and begin to talk to the people about the importance of, as you pray in the Spirit, inquire of the Holy Spirit what he's saying through you. And I discovered that was a concept that many of the folks, you could see it in their eyes, all of a sudden the light bulb go on. And I can do this? And it was kind of the question. And so I began to work with him a little deeper. And I said, this was where it gets really fun. I said, I'm going to take a moment with some of you and ask you individually to pray out loud in front of everybody through the Holy Ghost, your prayer language. And so I had a couple of folks show a stand up. And I said, let me hear your prayer language. And I gave the interpretation of what the Holy Ghost is saying through them, only to have those people, several of them, break into tears and say, that's exactly what I've been praying about. That is one of the needs that I've been going to the Lord about, because the Holy Spirit began to intercede for that person about some of their heart's requests, but they weren't asking the Holy Ghost for the answer. They hadn't really thought that they could do that. And so I was bringing the answer to them because that's exactly what God was praying through them about what they were asking about. It was the interpretation of tongues.
Yeah.
And so the light in the people's eyes really began to light up because they were discovering that for themselves, they can go before the Lord, allow the Holy Ghost to pray through them, about them for their destiny, their future, their family, the job situations. I mean, the real stuff, the rubber that meets the ground, and begin to get downloads of answers. Because, I mean, what father wouldn't answer their son or daughter when they have a question? And this is an incredible gift for every believer. So it was in there that I just want to encourage every listener, and that is that not only is this a magnificent gift, the presence of the Holy Ghost praying through you, about you, running ahead of you, walking with you, the DNA of who you are in the Spirit, but that you can be asking the very sound of the atmosphere of the kingdom, using your voice, but the sound of heaven coming through you in the language of the Spirit. This is one of the ways, there are many, but this is one of the ways that you stay in step with the Spirit, is by yielding to what he's saying as you ask him and yield your voice to him, what he's saying through you.
Yeah, I think that he's getting to the place where if we will sit down and quiet ourselves long enough to ask what his heart is for a situation, he will give us his heart for that and show us how to pray it. And then he will then begin to probably, he'll change the atmosphere around that situation. There's no probably about it. He'll do that because he's faithful. God is faithful. And he, if you're praying his heart, well, that's his will. You're praying the perfect will of God when you've gone and sought, you know, you seek after his voice. And then he tells you his heart for somebody or some situation.
Sure.
Then he comes in and meets the need.
When a person comes to Christ, their whole life changes. Everything about them becomes new, and it's a radical change. Because now all of a sudden we've inherited the kingdom because of the blood of Jesus. He is the King. He's King Jesus, our warrior king for our very lives, and he has beat the adversary, the devil. Now, in that, we've also been grafted into or adopted into a kingdom that is very different than moments prior to accepting Christ that we had. It is a radical shift for any person. But in that, it isn't waiting till you die to go get it. It's what Jesus is wanting to release into us right now, because he is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. And that is a representation of the power of God upon the earth, because Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father who loves us, the Son who won our salvation, and now the Holy Ghost that continues to lead us and counsel us about the kingdom being released in our lives. And so the kingdom is being loosed upon the earth, which is the atmosphere of the kingdom, which is really strange language, I think, in a lot of churches, and I long for the people of God to more and more get a handle on, because Mark used a moment ago the word atmosphere, because the atmosphere of the kingdom is longing to touch earth. That's Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. And if you hang out with Sought Out and some of the home encounters, you'll hear that a lot, because it truly is the atmosphere that comes in. Even a host home, some of their kids went upstairs and slept upstairs where the home encounter was, because the lingering presence of God stayed for 3 days. And the kids just wanted to be in that. That's the atmosphere of the kingdom, whose king is King Jesus, as I said moments ago. So there is so much more waiting for us as we catch this. But can't say enough about the fact that keeping in step with the Spirit is because he owns this. This is all his. It's his church, and he has something to say.
Thanks, Herb. Friends, the last line from Herb sums up Sought Out Radio so much. He, meaning God, has something to say. We cannot stress enough that God has something to say to you, and after all, what kind of God would he be if he didn't? The Bible is chock full of stories when God spoke to his people, so why not you? It may not be in the audible sound of his voice, but he spoke to you before if he's your Lord and Savior. So why can't he do it again? Incline your ear to hear the voice of the Lord and prepare to meet him in a new way. Turning our attention to our calendar, coming up on February 21st, we'll be in Edmonds, and on March 6th, we'll be hosting a home encounter in Woodinville. Both events start at 5 p.m., so come prepared to hear the voice of God. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For Herb and Bethany Marks and Teresa Grote, I'm Mark Grote. Be sure to join us next week right here on Sought Out Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.